Welcome to Off the Record, talking real estate with Joe and Michaela. If you're interested in the Portland, Oregon real estate market and want the unvarnished inside scoop, you've come to the right place. Thanks for giving us a listen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are here today with Benjamin Day, who is the managing broker of Liv Sotheby's in Colorado Springs. And just a little insight, he's also my cousin.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
One of the reasons that I am with the brand, my friend, is behind the microphone here in Portland.
Yeah, so. Did you know that?
I did, but it's good for our listeners to know. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
If I were to lose the beard, the resemblance would be so much greater.
It would be.
You should do one of those apps where it takes it off. I'd love to see a side.
We could. You know, and we could have top 10 AI applications for realtors and headshots and stuff like that.
About 30 days ago, we would look very similar. I have almost the same exact beard as you do with the white around the chin. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't wear it as well as you do, though. So well done. Yeah.
You know, I got to compensate for it somewhere. I got nothing on top. So.
So Ben and I have been running around. Yeah, we've been running around doing all sorts of crazy stuff around the United States for many, many decades, mostly at family reunions. And your mom and dad were kind enough to host many years in Denver. And oh my gosh, those were such good times. I look at those with so many fond memories.
Yeah, they were very good. And you hosted the last one, which was 2016. So we were just talking about that.
Yeah. We went out to Manzanita.
Oh, so fun.
It was awesome. It was really cool. Oregon Cuss is wonderful.
We had one tentatively planned here for Colorado Springs in 2020, but then something happened. And what do you know?
Yeah.
We didn't have it.
Yeah. That little
thing. That one thing.
Yeah, that one thing.
Ben, were you born and raised in Colorado Springs?
I am a mountain time zone native is how I most generously refer to myself. So I grew up in Denver, south side of Denver, and I went to Colorado College here in Colorado Springs, had a 2.5 year dalliance in the fly fishing industry in the late 90s and started in real estate in the Springs in 99. So I've effectively lived in the Springs for the last 3 decades, the better part of that. So this is my 25th year in real estate.
What is the thing about Colorado Springs that people need to know?
Well, I mean, it's a good base camp. I mean, I think that's probably the best way of referring it. You know, Denver right now has basically everything. Denver is not a huge city, but it has the 6th busiest airport on the planet and the 2nd busiest in North America. There's a big concert scene. There's a big sports scene. There's all sorts of shopping that you would have that's there. And then the Springs is just the less type A version, about an hour down I-25 to the south. So we're just a lot. It's a slower pace of life that you have here. There's far less traffic. There's a huge interface in the city with open space and trails. We actually have more trails per capita than Boulder does. We also have a much larger population than Boulder does. So, I mean, there's a lot of a very active outdoor lifestyle that's here. We're just considerably more casual than Denver to the north. But whenever you need that Denver fix, it's 60 minutes away.
That's so cool. That is really cool. And what are the areas that you serve, that your office serves? Are you guys mostly just the Springs, or do you guys go up to Denver to sell?
You know, I would say over 95-96% of our sales are El Paso County, which is where Colorado Springs is. And then we do a little bit up the pass, as we call it, in Teller County, where Woodland Park is located in Green Mountain Falls. We had a $3 million ranch that we sold last year up in Divide, which is just past Woodland Park. So, I mean, on special occasions, we'll go a little bit further in other directions, but we generally stay about a half hour from downtown Colorado Springs, north and south, and then about 1 hour to the west is where we go. So some of the other cities that you might have heard of perhaps would be Monument and Manitou. We go Falcon to the east, and some of the communities that we have that we do a lot in are Broadmoor up near the Air Force Academy, Flying Horse.
Yeah.
Kissing Camels, Garden of the Gods, downtown. But we're a big area now. I mean, the Springs, El Paso County is a large county. It's Denver and El Paso County take turns. So there's a lot.
It sounds like a huge area to cover.
Yeah.
Geographically, it's enormous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very large area.
So what are the current market trends in Colorado Springs? What's happening? Are you guys seeing more inventory come up? Are you guys, you know, seeing prices start to inch back up? Where are you guys at with things?
You know, we had, we took it in the chin in the second half of 22, like a lot of places did, with a pretty major price correction. And we inched our way back entirely. So for the year, our MLS, the average price was up $3,000 over 22. It's a nominal amount. So wow. $539 was the average price for El Paso County last year. But we were down 24% in units. And it was the fewest units that we had seen in recorded MLS history. And that goes back to 2006. But my guess is you'd have to go back to 95 or 96 to have fewer listings. So it was kind of a non-participating market last year.
That was what we were seeing as well. People just kind of went to the sidelines and said, yeah, interest rates, consumer confidence, we're not going to, you know, mess with this right now. And then we got to the holidays and people were like, well, time to, you know, take it even slower.
Yeah. There's some pent up demand on both buy sides and listing sides because life goes on, you know, and what we've
seen. Life does go on.
What we've seen since the 1st of December, right now we have about 1,360 active listings and around 960 that are under contract. That's getting to be a squeeze. Yeah. And so that number of that's for sale is about 500 fewer than it was the 1st of December. And the number that's under contract is about 150, 200 units more than the 1st of December. So
do you know
it's
what
in compression right now.
Right. Do you know what your months of inventory is right now?
Technically speaking, January is going to be the slowest month of the year for closed sales. If you're measuring off of solds, we're going to be at about 2.7 months of inventory. But when you look at it on the actives to the pendings, you can see that the immediacy of the market right now is a lot tighter.
Interesting.
What should buyers know about your marketplace with that?
They need to shop with a strategy first and foremost. You know, Colorado Springs has a lot of great views and a lot of great access to trails and open space and those sorts of things. And that can be the eye candy that's listing a house. You know, you want to make sure that what you're looking at is reality, is the best thing that's there. One of our big phrases is to go slow so that we can go fast, and spending a good hour of quality time get going. It's a ninja statement, Joe. But that idea of the strategy session, I think, is so helpful. You know, I mean, this weekend I was out with buyers and we had a good hour and a half that we spent on Tuesday last week. And we went out and looked at two properties on Saturday and we're waiting for a counter on one of them. We've got an offer that's out. So, I mean, we want to make people's time well spent so that they know what they're looking for properly.
Right. And that's a good reminder. Colorado Springs is the home of Ninja, which is
Fort Collins is, but Liv is the home of Ninja for Sotheby's International Realty. So we're the ones who are big pals with Larry Kendall. So,
yeah. And Larry's such a great guy. They do an amazing job there. And boy, they're just a powerhouse with how they push that message out. And I think it's a great message for our industry. So cool.
Liv made the commitment with us as managing brokers that we went through a 3-year certified ninja management program. And so we got all of our certifications done last July. So every managing broker throughout Liv has gone through it. So we're kind of drink the Kool-Aid with three hands, if you can, you know, like,
yeah, I went through that about 10 years ago. And, got certified. Obviously my memory fades, so I haven't, you know, taught it in forever, but that was one of the best things that I ever did, and the people that went through it and dedicated themselves to it sure got a great foundation. So,
you know, the big part about it for us is that we want to help realtors not have jobs but have a business, and that there's some predictability that they can have to it, and that they can exercise something to it rather than just whatever the forces of the marketplace actually are. So just on the realtor side of it, that makes better realtors. When realtors are happy, their consumers are happier.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned that your price point's about 540 on average.
Yeah.
Affordability probably drops at about 375, 400, I'm guessing.
About there. I mean, the big advantage that we have is that we have a very low property taxes in Colorado relative to other locations. But it's being offset that we're now one of the top 5 states for insurance rates. Right up against the Front Range, we're against a lot of national forest.
Yeah.
And then we have this thing called hail. I can't remember if that ever interrupted a family reunion or not, but they're pretty, pretty outrageous.
I want to say it did. It was like baseball size or something. You guys get massive hail there, don't
you? Yeah. We get that Texas stuff in Colorado.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh yeah. Well, all that beauty and everything has to be offset by something, right?
It, you know, as we've said for years, 'tis a privilege to live in Colorado.
I'm coming to town looking to buy a home. I'm on a survey out there. And the thing that I always like to talk to people about besides, you know, their real estate needs and what they're doing is where are the best places to go get a good dinner in Colorado Springs? I mean, you're sending someone, I'm coming to town to buy a home. I'm, you know, you and I have gone through a full day and I'm like, okay, Ben, you got to hook me up. What's the go-to restaurant for you?
Well, I've got go-tos, but we have to get custom with it. So what did you have last night and what are you in the mood for? Like, what is your go-to? And we'll see if we can match that up.
Just something that people aren't going to find anywhere else but Colorado Springs.
Okay. Well, how about a memorable, I would go a block from our office where I'd walk up Kiowa and I'd go underground to the rabbit hole. And that's literally what it's called. And it looks like an old glass subway station. And you walk downstairs and there's fun rabbit art that's all over the walls and there's rabbit on the menu. But they also are known for doing amazing things with vegetables. So they have a lot of great appetizers that way.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And then if you're a person who's like, okay, I really want the highbrow service that's here. Obviously, we have the Broadmoor, which is a 5-diamond, 5-star, and you'll be delighted when you go there. If you want to go off campus, our office favorite that we have here is a place called Ambly, A-M-B-L-I. And if you want to show like the miracle of what you can do with drapes, like it's amazing how they have set the ambiance in that place and the quality of the attentiveness of the service. And the menu changes constantly. So sometimes they're doing tasting menus and then, you know, they're changing it up for the spring. So got a lot of good options. And then in Colorado Springs, there's always tacos. Like tacos make friends in this town faster than anything. Yes.
I love it. I love it. So a different question. When I'm coming into town, I've only got a day. What are the 2 or 3 spots that I need to go see? And it doesn't have to be in Colorado Springs, but a short drive away is fine as well. I'm guessing it's mostly nature or beautiful, absolute scenery type things. But where would you go if you had a day and you could only go to 2 or 3 things?
I think if you're seriously into sports, I'd go to the United States Olympic Museum. That's right downtown. That's about 1/3 of a mile from our office. And that's a new signature building that we have downtown that has like the scoreboard from Lake Placid. And a lot of real amazing treasures that are inside. So the U.S. Olympic Committee in the United States, the Olympic Training Center headquartered here in Colorado Springs. It's hard to go and see much at the Olympic Training Museum, but at the Training Center, but the museum is extremely accessible for about anyone. And it's the Paralympic Museum also. So you go up on an elevator and it's ramped the entire way down, which is super cool. Rather than go to Garden of the Gods, which is a drive-through park, I would probably go for at least a mile hike over in Red Rocks, which is right below Manitou. And it's like Garden of the Gods without cars. And so there's lots of great trails and good views that you have that are right there. And then, you know, if you go to the Olympic Museum, I poke around downtown. We have a whole mess of great little shops, restaurants, boutiques, and places like that, some good bookstores. Great place to spend a few hours.
Very cool.
I know. Wow.
So would you recommend visiting in the winter or the summer?
I think either is pretty good. I mean, right now it's 58 degrees and sunny outside. We had 8 inches of snow on Friday. So, I mean, dude, Colorado weather is very hard to get your choice from. Our hottest month of the year is going to be June, and July and August are really nice. Usually have thunderstorms that cool things off in the afternoon. And it just makes, and you know, they blow right through 1 hour of violence and lightning. And then it's, you know, really nice and 78 degrees. Nice. So I think either season's going to be pretty good for you.
Nice.
Good to know.
Well, I can't wait to visit. Hopefully we can get the family together out there sooner than later. And we really appreciate your time, Ben.
Yeah, bud.
Mentor, consultant, ninja master, top producer, You're all of it, buddy.
Hey, you've been an important part of the journey. I mean, when I first started thinking about doing this business, you were driving your Maxima to some listing appointment. And I called you and you were giving me the whole lowdown of what I needed to do next. So that was back in 99. So thank you.
That was a long time ago, buddy. But yeah, you have killed it. And thank you so much. And thank you for so much for being a part of our network. And anyone listening that has a need to place a client in Colorado Springs, Ben Day is your man. So thank you, Ben. We really appreciate it.
I can help a lot around Colorado too. I love being air traffic control. So
outstanding.
Very nice of you.
All right.
Thanks for your time. Take care. All the best to the family.
All right. Cheers.
Bye. Thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in finding out more about Joe, myself, or the Live Portland team, you can go to liveportland.com. Thanks for giving us a listen and see you next time on the Off the Record podcast.